this particular year, I chose topics to use for the first 6 months. You'll notice that each month has a certain topic that is mentioned. The topic of division is for this month of January. Next month will be Christian evidences. And so we'll go on to belief in God, belief in His Word next month. But now, this study is today a summation of all we'll present during this month in regard to how that we live for the Lord and how that we are not divided against Him. You'll notice that Jesus prayed about this in John chapter 17, beginning verse 20. Father, neither pray I for these alone, but for all of them that shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thy Father art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Unity was the main theme of Jesus our Lord. He wanted unity to be seen. He knew that those disciples divided against one another in regard to who was chiefest in the kingdom did not need to continue that thought in mind. And Jesus sought several different ways to get their attention. One, by bringing a little child in the midst of them in Matthew 18 and saying, you need to become like this little child or you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the second time along the way was the fact that Jesus would bring to their attention that they would need people who would need to not make him a judge here upon this earth. And when the mother came and said, would you bid one of my sons to sit at your right hand, the other bid to sit at your left hand? Jesus mentions to her that this is not my choice. This is not what I'm here about. This is not for an earthly kingdom that this is to be done. And finally, the last act, I'm committed to the idea that Jesus, when he arose from the dead, he simply took the grave clothes and took time to wrap them up and fold them and set them off to the side in that empty tomb that John and that Peter would later come to find. And they would be amazed by that idea. And no doubt through the years, they might ask themselves the question, why was his grave clothes folded and lying off to themselves? Would that be the action they probably would reason? Would that be the action of someone afraid he'd be caught, afraid he'd be killed outright? Was that the action of somebody fearful of the guards outside that he'd do that? Would it be the action of a person who was in fear to just throw off the grave clothes, get up and go? But no, these grave clothes were taking a little time, and the Lord, I believe, pressed them with his hands. And he folded them and put them off to the side. And when the disciples saw that, the Holy Spirit was inspiring the writers to write that about it. He wrote that particular part. And when the angel said to them, why seek the living among the dead? He is not here. As he said, he is risen. He goes, I find that Jesus sought to explain to them that unity was the ideal. And they got that message on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. They were there, and the sound of a rushing mighty wind filled the house wherein they were sitting. And there appeared to them cloven tongues like as a fire that set upon each of them. And they began to prophesy. And as they prophesied in tongues, they spoke in various languages so that the people could hear the things and understand. And the people were amazed that these ignorant Galileans, uneducated, unschooled, most for the part, farmers and fishermen, and all that was all part of the Galileans. Here these people said, how do we hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God? Acts 2 verse 11. How do we hear them speak the things of God when they are not the people like that? They're not worldly men. How do they know this? Simon Peter rose with the 11 and he said, ye men of Israel, hearken unto the words I speak to you. And he mentions how this is a fulfillment of the prophet Joel. It's not explanation to say that we're drunk and filled with new wine, and that's what the problem is. No, he says, it's just the third hour of the day. Besides that, you know good and well this is not the result of a person who is stammering with his voice in drunkenness. This is the word of somebody who can barely, easily be understood. And these words were speaking words of great wisdom and thought. They were to be united. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were guilty of sin. They knew there was something they yet needed to do. What did Peter tell them to do? He didn't tell them, okay, what you need to do now is you need to kneel down here and you need to say this sinner's prayer. That was not what he said. He didn't say to them, listen, you've already done it. The fact that your heart is filled with conviction about this and you would ask such a question, you've already done this thing for salvation. And now all that you need to do is go ahead for church membership and get yourself baptized. That wasn't what he said. To the contrary, what he said was, repent ye and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is unto you and to your children, and to as many far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. With many other signs and marvels did they say that and do that work. And as a result, the people believed the message that the apostles gave to them. And what did the message contain? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And the Lord added daily to the church. Added daily to the church such as should be saved. You and I today have the privilege of knowing somebody in our past who was thoughtful enough about reading the Bible to see the unity of the Lord and His church and to bring about this church in this community. They came here to bring about the message. A message that was to be a message not like what they've been told and heard in other places, but a message that was a message of unity. Repentance and baptism into Christ, that we might be new people, added by the Lord to His church, was the message of Acts chapter 2. That's the message that Jesus gave to His disciples in Mary and John, and their reference to this matter in chapter 17, beginning verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for all of them that shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as Father thou art in me, and I in thee, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.